Thank you, Chairperson, Mr. Honourable Member. We'll continue with the presentation. I'll just indicate the amount under public corporations is the amount transferred to the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa. And the reason there for 321 million under expenditure currently is because in terms of the budget allocation, we review the capital expenditure schedule of the Passenger Rail Agency every month. This means that, and the reason is because in the previous financial year, there was an under expenditure in capital expenditure by the Passenger Rail Agency. So, and this is a mechanism for the department, which was imposed by the National Treasury, for us to ensure that PRASA spends its capital expenditure. Under households, under agencies and accounts, the Chairperson, we overspent against the quarter of the budget, mainly because we made an advance payment to the Railway Safety Regulator of South Africa in agreement with the National Treasury because of the late approval of the tariff increase. The amount under households, we are underspending 99%, even more of that.
Sorry, Chair.
Can recapitalization.
Sorry, Chair. Sorry, CFO. Can you just repeat on me on the issue of agencies and this over expenditure? I just want to get it right in my mind.
There is a detailed presentation later. Departmental agencies and departmental agencies and accounts are all the Schedule 3 public entities. So essentially all the public entities excluding the Passenger Rail Agency because it has a different classification, like this African National Roads Agency, the Road Traffic Management Corporation, etc. So we make payments. Chairperson, the transfers to households, nearly all of that is the taxi recapitalization. This is money for actual taxis scrapped, that were actually scrapped. That is lagging behind. It's definitely lagging behind. And the program public transport has started reprioritizing some of those expenditures. Going to the next slide, this gives a total overview of our expenditure and budget for quarter one. The cumulative expenditure is shown there as percentage of the budget. In April, we spent 40.4% of the budget. As at the end of May, we've spent 70% of the budget. As at the end of June, we spent 82.9% of the budget, and that's the budget for the first quarter. Transfer payments in total, the budget is 97.8%, and the balance is all other expenditures. Indicating how the variance is made up, the 1.8 billion, transfer payments underspent by 1.7 billion, compensation of employees by 16 million, goods and services 80 million, machinery and equipment overspent by 5.3 million, and going forward there will be a slide explaining those variances. The transfer payments in total, this is again all of the transfer payments, the cumulative transfer payments, and the cumulative variances, you will see that in April there was a variance of an overspend in total of 775 million. As at the end of May, an over expenditure of 417 million, and then at the end of June, an under expenditure of 1.7 billion. And this is because of the payment schedules that are not linear. Explains in more detail all the variances in transfer payments for April, May and June. I explained on this slide, and you'll see it's mainly caused by the provincial and local governments, and this is compared to a linear budget, which it is not. Compared to a linear budget, if we would have taken 1/12 of the budget for April, we would have overspent by 1 billion and then underspent by 165 million at the end of May, and by the end of June by 1.4 billion. Agencies and accounts, as I explained, the variances mainly because we pay the railway safety regulator in advance. The universities and technicons show an under expenditure because we make payments according to budgeted tranches and relative to the academic year of the university. So we make in the first quarter of their academic year, which is the last quarter of our financial year, we make the last payment, and then a quarter later we make the next payment, which is in our second quarter. Okay, so the first.
Sorry to take you a little bit back on the same page. In April, the 1 billion, is it over expenditure, am I right? In April, provincial and local governments, and then and on the agencies, it's in May, it's 28 million. 57 and 34. That is over payments. Over payments in three successive months.
Over payments compared to the budget. If 1 month represents 1/12 of the budget.
If 1 month represents 1/12. And what is 1/12 of the budget?
This is, for instance, as at the end of June, we compare this to a quarter of the budget. In April, we would compare this to 1/12 of the budget, which is only 1 month, and so.
That's why I have a problem with this accounting method of dividing the total budget by the number of months, and then based on that we then say there is an over expenditure and under expenditure. To me it is not giving the true picture of the situation. A true picture of the situation would be the projects that are supposed to be undertaken, because the budget is the translation, the financial implications of the work that is supposed to be done. It can't be the total budget divided by 12 months, and then if a project that was budgeted for was undertaken to the T, if the amount spent on the project differs from the amount that you would have per month, if you divided the total amount by 12, you would then either have an over expenditure and an under expenditure. It is a misleading way of accounting, because you allocate resources on the basis of the work that you do. You do not allocate the resources on the basis of the money. And if you are then, your tool of measurement in terms of under and over expenditure is the amount divided by 12, it is then misleading. It doesn't give you the correct tool of assessment in terms of performance, because you would then punish a person who has actually done the work according to the plan just because your way of calculating the expenditure and the budget is not informed by the work that has to be done. It is informed by the total amount divided by 12. To me, it is a wrong formula, and it is a misleading formula. It doesn't give us an effective tool for measuring performance on the ground, because we are not here just talking budget, so much divided by 12. We are talking budget in terms of the work that has to be done on the ground.
Can I just check? I want some explanation or the correlation between page 9 and page 5. The page 5 that you have already explained, the 1.3 to honest qualities, in relation to, because it's under expenditure, the 1.3. Now, in April, on page 9, it's over 1.0 billion, and the scenario goes on. Can you talk on the two slides in relation to your over and under?
Listen, as I've already indicated, and as Chairperson has rightly pointed to that, we must align our budget to what is planned by project and by balance sheet. Now, these variances, as I mentioned earlier, was based on the budget as at the end of the quarter is one quarter of the budget and not according to payment schedule. So the cumulative variance there in April for provincial and local governments would be what we paid to provincial and local governments compared to 1/12 of the budget, and we paid more. I think one can explain that if one goes back to page 5 and you look at the actual cost, and this is cumulative expenditure. We paid in April 2.6 billion. As at the end of May, we paid 2.97 billion, which means that in May, we only spent 369 million, as opposed to 2.6 billion in the first month. And similarly, in June, the cumulative amount is 3.379 billion. Less than 2.976 in May indicates that we paid 403 million in June. So we paid much more per month, and that's where the per month would also assist, which unfortunately does not reflect yet. We paid 2.6 billion in April, 369 million in May, and 400 million in June. And that was according to payment schedules, which shows on slide 9 an overspend, and then a small underspend, and then a big underspend against the budget which is calculated in that
year. I just also want us to be very clear, because April, in terms of the local government, they are towards the end of their financial year. June, July is their first quarter in terms of going forward of their budgets. That's why I want you to talk to me very clear, because it goes back on this page 9 on what the honorable member raised. You know, I'm not sure whether it was, if you say over towards the last quarter of the financial year, just giving monies out as honorable always has raised, right? To an extent that there's an overpayment, right? Over expenditure, I'm sorry. To provinces. And in the same way, in July, you know, less than 3 months now, there is this that we are referred to. And that's why I want to check what is the correlation. But now also I do understand, because he's talking with a banana voice, to the chairperson in very soft tone, that there is a problem in what we are dealing with here. I am not sure whether Chairperson are they able to rework this so that it's very clear, give a clear signal, because this is a public document, will be scrutinized, and I don't want the integrity of the department to be seen as not applying their minds properly when they deal with public funds. I'm raising that point based on the two, page 5 and page 9. We can go to town about this matter, more than what I'm raising. I'm just trying to show you that we do read and it does not give us a clear synergy. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chairperson. In fact, I wanted to raise and with the issue that Honorable Suka raised, that you'd realize that the majority of the money that we say hasn't been paid, 1.3, is money that goes to municipalities. And the financial year starts in July. And we carry that as money being underspent, when in fact it hadn't. And it only could be transferred. And you then see in April the 2 billion that then talks to, which has been paid. That then covers the last quarter of the financial year of municipal. So that's the dilemma we're faced with. But I would also agree with the suggestion that let's probably go back and work the document such that it reads in the manner that it is expected to read. So then my view is that so that what we then communicate and say is exactly what this document ought to be saying, rather than having to explain ourselves at every turn of page. Thanks, Chaka.
Is it enough? That's what
I
thought. Honorable colleagues raised the question of example. And what we see here as overspending in April to us indicates that you were actually transferring more to the provincial and municipalities as a way of fiscal dumping. But it is not in line with what they said they wanted to do. It is the same scenario of divide by 12. So we are just pushing money. And we overspend in April because we don't want to have a rollover. And my figure, we must buy. They are only left with 3 months now. And then to them, it becomes again the under expenditure. When in actual fact, and then it is not then seen in that way when their books are actually, their financial audit is being done. They will be seen as people that are failing to manage their resources, whereas there is fiscal dumping that happens right at the end of the financial year at national level. You dump to them and you are expecting them to spend that money within 3 months before the end of their financial year, which is true. And I am also talking from experience. That is what used to happen. You would see departments rushing to Ugu District Municipality offering us this money because they want to have their books clean. And because the municipalities would be needing money, having had programs that they were not able to implement, they would then say, please give it to us. Whereas the capacity to spend that money before the end of their financial year would not be there, which then creates a problem. Let us work as one government, not to have a clean book at national level and then do not care what happens at a provincial and local government level.
I'd like to just go back to look at the conditional grant spending, and this is on page 21 onwards. You can jump a number of slides. As I said, we paid according to the payment schedule. There's no way that the department can accelerate spending towards the end of March on conditional grants. This is sick.
Let us find a common understanding here. Your payment schedule are not informed by the projects that are happening on the ground. You have admitted in front of us that you divide the total budget by 12. Your payment schedules are not informed by the projects that are happening on the ground. They are informed by total amount divided by 12, irrespective of what project is happening on the ground and taking place at what time. And we are saying the payment schedules must be informed by the programs that are taking place on the ground. It should not be a case of dividing the total amount by 12 months.
On this slide, it shows for the quarter what the department has transferred to the provinces, what we actually pay, and what the provinces actually spend for this first quarter. This information is available on the National Treasury website. This is for the Provincial Road Maintenance Grant. For the Public Transport Operations Grant, the same. What we actually transferred in.
Once you are there, why are you transferring 47 million and the province wants to spend 30? Why?
Because this is what we transfer.
Why you are transferring to the province what is not required by the province?
It's just reflecting what the province spent of what we transferred to them. It's not as if they don't need it. This is the bus subsidy. There is actually a huge shortage in the bus subsidy.
Can you just say, Chairperson, why don't we adjourn this meeting, the presentation? I want to make a firm proposal that the department goes back and make a proper presentation to the committee with all what the chairperson raised was also to assist yourself maybe to bring a team. How would which chairperson also we request a senior official, our view, the either the DG or the DDG should be part of these meetings for this matter, because we are dealing here with a huge budget. It's not just a small budget, 47 billion budget. And taking a quarter of that to be explained to us is very serious, because it has got major implications on the rural and in the provinces, in particular those that are rural in nature, service delivery. So, and also to align their figures very clearly so that they explain. I know Mr. Has made a presentation and is trying very hard, but also for himself alone, to deal with such huge amounts is not easy. So I would urge, appeal to Chairperson, why don't we request them to go back and come back much more prepared on this issue with their researchers and everybody else. Thank you.
Also, I want to clarify my point here. We are not fighting with this airport in this manner. And we are not saying that you are giving us the incorrect figures. What we are saying here is that the manner in which monies are transferred to provinces, if they are divided by 12, does not necessarily reflect the amount of work that is being done. And when you arrive at the over expenditure and under expenditure, you are not informed by the project. You are actually informed by what you had transferred to the provinces. That is the point we are making. And we are not fighting with the CFO. That should be very much understood in that end. We are not saying you are doing the wrong thing. We are saying let us operate from the same understanding that the money that needs to be transferred is the money that the province has said these are the projects that we are going to be doing. And if the province is saying we are going to do project 1, 2, 3, 4 in 3 months and that will cost us 400 million, let us transfer 400 million. Let us not divide the total amount by 12.
And say, that's what we pay is according to the schedule. In this case, the public transport operations grant, the amount spent by province, is what they report they spent in this, and you can see that they underspend. In the meantime, there's a huge shortfall, and the provinces are complaining to us there's a huge shortfall. But this is what they report.
I just want to check from two officials or three whether you want us to continue, because I've made the proposal that why don't we allow yourselves to go back and rework more explanation, rework the document, and also on your approach. But I can see that maybe Mr. CFO, Mr. Pretorius, wants to continue. Because we are not saying he has failed. He has not failed. He's trying to explain. But to be more smarter, you know, on this document, and also for the integrity of the department, do a little bit of preparations on the matter so that we are all equal and read from the same page. Look, we've learned some issues which we did not follow through. The question of the local government, from the very same page, first page and so on. In fact, administration, out of the seven, we camped there for quite some time. And I'm looking at the time, it's already going for 12. So I'm saying, whether the department wants to continue, because in this manner, I don't think we are doing us a good service in terms of what we must report in Parliament. Because we are doing oversight here. You know, we are doing oversight on behalf of Parliament. And this is our role. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'd like to support the Honourable Speaker. I think the department does deserve an opportunity to rework these figures to align the scheduled payments with the work on the ground or the projects taking place on the ground, as you yourself have said, and so that we can maybe have a new look at this without being bedeviled by the simple tactic of simply dividing by 12. I really would like to interrogate these figures without that major misunderstanding or perhaps way of presenting it that's not as helpful as it could be out of the way. And we can look at it then in the light of what's actually happening, both in terms of projects taking place and scheduled payments, rather than this, which I think is clouding the issue a little bit. So if it assists the committee and it assists the department, I think we should give them that space, and I'd therefore like to support the Honourable Suka.
Thanks, Chairperson, and thanks to Honourable. that was my suggestion, and I think I support, because it comes out as not in a good light, and I think it's only fair that we go back and rework the document and communicate the message that is expected of the department to communicate to this committee, so that the committee can be in a position to this constitutional norm, which is oversight. We will go back, Chairperson, and we will liaise with your office and go back and put the numbers and the document in a manner that communicates. Because some of the explanations that we asked are slides that we put at the back. And so it's all those sort of things, so that we then paint the picture up front, talk to what the true picture is, like the slides we are seeking to do, face the principle. But the fact of the matter is, we would need to go back and rework the document, and I would beg your indulgence and understanding that we be given the space as suggested by the committee.
We would really agree to that. But we also want to move out of here having a common understanding what it is that we are trying to achieve. There is what is called the intergovernmental relations framework, and there is what is called the integrated planning, which happens at a district municipality level. The integrated planning, the integrated development plan of a district municipality, tells of all the projects that are going to be happening taking place in a particular district. Okay. In all the municipalities involving all the departments. That is what the Integrated Development Plan talks about. Now, when it comes to the Department of Transport, in terms of transferring money to provinces and local government, that is the key document that should be guiding the department on what needs to be transferred to which area. Not divide by 12. Because that integrated development plan is very, very specific to say what will be happening in which local municipality in terms of the project and how much money will be required. Which then would indicate when you need more money in terms of what needs to be transferred and when you need less money in terms of what needs to be transferred. It can't be the same amount for the whole year. If we were to follow that approach, we would then be able to see at a glance the underperformance at a municipality level, because whether it is a project that is done by the province, the fact of the matter is that that project takes place at a municipality level. And if we are not following that, it would mean that we don't participate in the IDP processes. And then we find a quicker way and an easy way of transferring, which then makes it impossible for the local government, particularly, to spend according to the transfers, because the transfers are not speaking to the implementation process of the plan. So that we are then able to measure the performance not only of the national government but of the entire government, the three spheres of government. And when then there are interventions that need to be made, those interventions speak to the problems that have been identified, because the allocation of resources is according to the implementation processes of the plan that has been put and agreed upon at district municipality level, because it is the district municipality that has got the responsibility of integrated planning. That planning takes place at a district municipality level, and it takes into consideration the plans of all the local municipalities, including the department, which then makes it easy for anyone who would want to transfer the resources, if following that plan, would be able to trace the underperformance with you. Where does this underperformance come from? I just wanted to explain that so that we are not seen to be fighting with the EDF only department. We are actually trying to make our accounting processes to speak to the development processes on the ground. And I'm sorry if we came as if we are fighting. That's not what we are doing.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think I can, on behalf of the team, say we truly do not think that the committee is fighting. We understand the perspective from which the committee is coming from. And I think from our side, and we will, as the CFO has been trying to explain, that I think it's just for us to make the numbers speak what we want to, and communicate the very message, what we want to communicate, and get the kind of support we truly have been getting from the committee. and do what we are expected to do. From our side, I think we will, as I said, we'll liaise with your office, and then agree on when to come and represent the numbers. But we now know and expect what is, so we now know what is expected of us when we come for both quarter one as well as quarter two and going forward. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Kilometers, kilograms. Thank you.
but you are not specific
I reserve that comment, Chair. It will lead to something else.
Thank you very much. I'm glad the meeting closed.